pretty much out of time. We're going to play one last song. It's that theme. And also just want to give a shout out to all the people that replay NSN right across the country. I'd like to give out a special shout out to my friend CJ that's out on the West Coast. She's probably listening to the show right now. Good shout out to my sister out there. And again, you can find it if you want to send us a story idea. You can always email us at nsn@ckut.ca. You can find us on Twitter at @mohawk_voice. Check us out. You can also find us on Facebook. So check it out. This is Money, Money, Money by ABBA. It's a rich man's world. Lose your head, lose control. It come on delicate and fine like a diamond in the mine. I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Drop jewels with ease, plus make you party. We do this music thing for everybody. Black, white, Latino, and Asian. We cold raising the stakes of hip-hop to a new plateau. To bridge gaps of generations for future plantations. A God-fearing folk, cause we all from the yoke of one breed. One seed to good goals we proceed. Nowadays I strive to be a very good influence. Even though not too long ago I was a truant, now I'm dropping it. On this and many broad topics. From man's obsession with money to holy prophets like Muhammad. Yo, you know the scene is so freaky. Enemies, they denounce me and my own try to sweep me. Now I got hip-hop acts posing like fat cats. Lex and a Rolex, Moet and a top hat. But what about your contract, slick? Is you proper? It's time we turn the tables of this hip-hop fable. I be striving, yo, trying to bang these joints out my skillet and fulfill it. Think about these kids, we can't kill it.
Now every dog has his day, but F that, it's my year. All you got pulling MCs can never come near. All that bogus type chatter, please put it to rest. It's the fight from Quest, leaving venues a mess. So I even start to, when you know you have no, with your simpleton lyrics, your lighthearted, step back. You don't have no time for that. I'm blowing up the spot for all you rock slot idiots. In a world where you have like a zillion and see 90% of all you suckers have filthy LP. Bitch this, trick that, come on, act like you know I be that up north MC who never chose to play the down low. I label myself as the boss. Same height as Little Vicious, yet I'm shorter than Criss Cross. Queens representation, son, you know how we do it. While Light and Shaw, they represent BK to the fullest. I be the sidekick to the abstract, so get ready for combat. What? Yo, what about them blindness? Mean I like that. My motto is direct shot. I do it on the nonstop. Come on, party people, you must give me my props. Cause y'all know good and damn well that the style has been mastered. So head for the border. What? You busy head bastard before I start to put it on ya. Come on now, must I warn ya? Queens is in the house, so all MCs go hold it on.
We feeling pressures in here. You know we feeling pressures in here. You know we feeling pressures. We gotta stand clear. It's gotta stand clear. Gotta stand clear of the pressure. The what?
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And you have both of us in the studio tonight. Amazing!
Yeah.
It doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. And it's a beautiful, beautiful evening out there, I gotta say.
It is.
Sunshine, which doesn't happen very often in Vancouver.
Especially at this time of the year. Yeah. I said to Christian earlier, I don't trust spring in Vancouver, I'm sorry. I feel it lulls us into a sense of security at the beginning of April and then plummets us back to a month of rain in May.
Well, celebrate the sunshine for now. Ontario just got hit by old man winter, and we're getting, you know, I don't know what the temperature is, but it's beautiful out there, so.
Well, apparently Toronto got 2 feet of snow yesterday.
Ouch.
Ouch is right. That's obnoxious.
I hope whoever's out there listening is has us on their boombox, and you're down at the beach or something like that, you know, enjoying the sunshine while it's still here for the evening.
I had to have a chuckle to myself yesterday on the bus. I was on the way home along 4th Avenue, and I think it was like 13 degrees maybe outside, and I saw these two dudes walking along in tank tops and shorts, and I was like, oh, only in Canada.
That's taking it too far. Two steps too far.
Yeah, they're a bit summer zealous right now. I don't think we're there yet.
No, not quite. Welcome to the show this evening. We started things off with a tribe called Quest with The Pressure. From Beats, Rhymes, and Life, going back to 96 with that one. They're a hip-hop group that formed in Queens, New York in 85. They're composed of rapper-producer Q-Tip, rapper Fife Dog, and DJ-producer Ali Shaheed Muhammad. They released 5 albums in 8 years, the first one being in 1990, last one in 98. One of my favorite hip-hop groups.
They're amazing, and they paved the way for a lot of what we call, I guess, the sort of independent, moralistic hip-hop.
Because
a lot of rap has some pretty misogynistic stuff and pretty bad messages. So these were the first ones that brought over the positive message.
Oh, most definitely. A lot of their stuff's very intelligent, artistic, driven hip-hop rap. So I love them. And interestingly enough, they've got a documentary coming out entitled Beats, Rhymes, and Life, The Travels of a Tribe Called Quest, and it's directed by actor Michael Rapaport, and it debuted at Sundance Film Festival January 22nd this year, so I want to see that. I don't know about you, but
hells to the yes.
Sounds cool.
I think we have a movie date, my friend.
Yep, let's find it. Let's find it and watch it.
So I guess now everybody knows that the Japan tsunamis happened and the earthquake. You and I weren't here. Well, we weren't here together last week when it happened. And it happened just after the show aired the week before. It's pretty brutal. The nuclear power plants aren't stable yet, and there's tens of thousands of people displaced and dead, and it's a brutal situation over there. So if you haven't donated, there's a lot of different organizations that you can donate to, including Red Cross, Oxfam. Oxfam has a coalition with a few other organizations that are banding together, and they do this often in disaster relief situations, where it's Oxfam Canada, Oxfam Quebec, I think it's Red Cross, and then someone else. I'll check it out while we go to our next musical interlude. But I implore you all to support Japan in this time of crisis. I have to do that this weekend. I have to donate. I haven't as yet.
Yeah, and don't have disaster amnesia, I'm going to call it, and forget about Japan or even previous disasters. You know, they still need our support. The recovery process lasts much longer than the headlines in various media outlets last. So,
well, Haiti's barely even rebuilt. I mean, they're like not even a quarter away rebuilt. And I did see something in the Georgia Strait, and maybe we'll go and try and find a Georgia Strait, or I'll go online during this next musical break to give you more information. But I do know that there is a show happening at the venue for the Japan Relief Fund. So we will find that out and give you the information in the next little bit.
Yeah. And coming up here, we've got the Mountain Goats. They're an American indie rock band formed in Claremont, California. New album set to be released March 29th. It's called All Eternals Deck. They've supported the rescue efforts in the wake of the disaster in Japan. They've been one of many bands that have gotten behind that. So,
and yeah, and the bands that are getting behind it are finding some pretty cool and interesting ways to support the efforts in Japan. The Mountain Goats are doing their part by auctioning off a most peculiar item from their career, a single song demo tape. All auction proceeds go to benefit Doctors Without Borders, who do a fantastic job in supporting people with medical assistance and equipment during disaster relief. If you have the time, you should head over to the band's website to read both of Damien's posts on the auction too. Like a lot of things he puts his effort into, they're worth your time because they're pretty influential stuff that he's saying.
Most definitely, and let's give you some Mountain Goats. So here's the Mountain Goats with Genesis 3:23 on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
What do you think the internet should be? Fast? Open? Reliable? A network that is diverse, free, and allows an equal exchange of ideas? This point of view is often challenged by monopolies in the media, as well as by decisions made on issues such as internet openness and usage-based billing. Without question, these decisions have an immense impact on consumers, socially and economically. Let's admit it, the internet has become an essential part of our lives. That's where we come in. OpenMedia.ca is here to ensure that the decisions regarding the internet are fair and citizen-friendly. OpenMedia.ca is a national, nonpartisan, nonprofit organization. We advocate for a media communication system that adheres to the principles of access, choice, diversity, innovation, and openness. Our organization provides resources for volunteer organizers, collaboration tools, and leadership development. We engage, we educate, we empower. For more information, visit openmedia.ca, saveournet.ca, or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Started working, I can't sleep, no I can't sleep. I keep feeling the light, so I think I should get up and call you. Gonna find you, and it's fun. Thinking of you like a movie star, and it's dumb. Thinking of you like the way that you are. Everyone loves you, the boy in the corner, the postman, the policeman. It does me no good to keep looking ahead at your future adoration. And it's fun thinking of you like a movie star, and it's dumb thinking of you like the way that you were. Every moment like a sudden pleasure, every moment that will get you by. And it's gonna cause a crisis, might just lose a little faith. I've seen all kinds of strangers, the rich and the famous. They don't count, no they don't count. Now I'm back on my feet on the same greasy street. There's an angel on my shoulder saying, ho. Word saying, yo, have you ever said a pretty word? Every moment like a sudden pleasure, every moment that will get you by. And it's gonna cause a crisis, might just lose a little faith. Don't touch me, if you touch me you could never go back. Have a drink, have a seat at the bar. Tell me all about your men and your hopes and the hours of your life. You could love. After all, that's what you're looking for. You can love. It's a currency unspoken of, but it's hard to form a good opinion if you're gonna look at me that way. And it's gonna cause a crisis, might just lose a little faith. Don't touch me, if you touch me you can never go back. Have a drink, have a seat at the bar. Tell me all about your men and your hopes and the hours of your life.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was Belle and Sebastian with Come On Sister. They are an indie pop band that formed in Glasgow in 1996. 96 seems to be the lucky number tonight.
lucky number 96.
The Monkees are breaking out the zoo, a children's song on the Save the Children charity album, Colors Are Brighter. Was contributed by Belle and Sebastian. The eighth station of the Cross Kebab House on the War Child charity album also was contributed by them. And in April 2005, members of the band visited Israel and the Palestinian territories with the UK charity War on Want. The group subsequently recorded a song inspired by the trip titled The Eighth Station of the Cross Kebab House.
I like that name. That's funny.
It is. It does make me smile.
That song was... What was that song? Come On Sister from their latest album, Right About Love. And I've actually had some time to listen to that new album, and it's pretty good.
Is that good?
It's really good.
Cool.
I recommend that you try and borrow it and listen.
I will borrow it and listen.
War on Want, which is what they went to Israel and Palestinian territories with in April 2005, is an anti-poverty charity-based group in London. They highlight the needs of poverty-stricken areas around the world, lobbying governments and international agencies to tackle problems, as well as raising public awareness of the concerns of developing nations while supporting organisations throughout the Third World. War on Want's slogan is "Poverty is political." Its stated focus is on the root cause of poverty rather than its effects, and its place. And it places importance on enabling people in poverty to solve their own problems. So if you want to know more about War on Want, it's just www.waronwant.org. They sound like a pretty cool organization.
Yeah, definitely they do. Before that, we had a great Canadian band, the Rhea Statics with Bad Time to Be Poor. That was from 96 as well, the Blue Hysteria.
What is with 96?
96 is our, we're going back.
We should go and get a lotto ticket that's like 96, 96, 96.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, we should. I like that idea. And we're just talking about the 90s coming back.
I know. Christian's wearing a delightful denim shirt in the studio today.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Delightful is a nice way to put it. Anyways, the Rhea Statics were a Genie Award-winning Canadian indie rock band, active from 1980 to 2007. Although they actually only had one top 40 hit with Claire in 1995, they were simultaneously one of Canada's most influential and unconventional rock bands. In particular, two of the band's albums, Whale Music and Melville, have been cited in numerous critical and listener polls as among the best Canadian albums ever recorded.
And you were cool. Saying that two of their albums were in the top 100 bands, albums of all time in Canada?
Canadian albums, yeah.
That's pretty amazing, and they didn't get that much play.
Not a whole, like I said, they're only one top 40 hit.
But top 40, who listens to top 40?
Yeah, exactly. Everyone listens to CITR.
That's right. Yeah. Independent all the way.
Yeah, so very influential and an unconventional rock band.
Bad Time to Be Poor is actually a protest song about life in Ontario during the government of Mike Harris. The band also contributed this song to the compilation album GASCD in 2001 to support citizens, media and social justice groups in protesting the Quebec City Summit of the Americas. Seeing as I wasn't around in Canada in 2001, do you know what that was? Sorry to put you on the spot there, buddy.
Well, I wasn't really paying attention to politics at the time, but I know every adult that I knew, not a big fan of Mike Harris.
So who was this Mike Harris?
Premier
character?
Of Ontario.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he was not so good?
No, not so good. I can't offer you any more than that, but yeah.
You know what? You are my source.
It's always a bad time to be poor, but apparently during Harris's reign, it was even a worse time to be poor.
Well, it seems like you guys are all, this year, all going to the polls all year with the Canadians, with the referendums.
I know.
PC, provincial elections, and then Harper's trying to get another federal election under his belt. I feel like you guys keep going to the polls every second year or something.
Apparently we love to vote, but you know, barely any of us do. So, yeah.
Well, it was the lowest voter turnout in the last federal election,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. So get out there and vote.
Yeah, I mean, there isn't that much.
Out there.
There isn't much choice.
If you get the opportunity, whatever it is, vote.
Well, yeah, and for me it's very weird because in Australia you have to vote.
Right?
Yeah, it's mandatory. So saying that, I have been away from the country, so I don't have to vote. But when I'm in the country, I have to vote. So it's interesting. I've always said it's interesting watching Canadian and American politics and seeing how much emphasis is put on actually getting yourselves out to vote. When you think about so many people died for the right for...
We don't realize how lucky we are to be given a vote. But it's a small bit of power, and if you don't wield it, then it's not worth anything.
And if you sit there and bitch and moan about the government and not actually vote...
I don't think you're entitled to if you don't vote.
No, that is called hypocrisy.
But, there probably is a lot of people out there that do.
So don't whinge. Start walking to the polls and make it happen. And I guess we have a huge choice between the NDP, the Liberals, and the Conservatives.
Yes.
And old Mike and the Liberals is doing a fantastic job right now.
Yeah.
Enough politics. This is not a soapbox. This is a radio station.
Yeah, and the next song is You Can Dance, which sounds fun.
It is. But I just wanted to remind you guys, because we did talk about it in the last section before we gave you those three sweet treats. We talked about the venue. They are doing a show, Rock and Relief for Japan with the Pointed Sticks. It's going to be on Thursday, May 12th. The venue is down on Granville Street opposite the Commodore. The Pointed Sticks are headlining. They have SNFU, which when I said that to Christian, he pretty much levitated out of his seat in excitement.
You should have saw it. Awesome.
The Bonitos, the Jolts, the Trespassers, White Lung, and more. So that to me sounds like it could be a bit of a punk night.
Definitely punk. Yeah, a little bit there. Yeah, you're right.
So it
does. Rock and Relief.
It doesn't say how much, but. You can get your tickets at Red Cat, Scratch, Zulu, Neptune, High Life, and Bonarattle. And 100% of the ticket proceeds will be donated to the Red Cross Japan Relief Fund. So hopefully there'll be a few more benefit shows out there for Rock and Relief in Japan.
Yeah.
Because that has devastated the country. And
we'll keep you up to date if anything else happens locally.
Of course we will, because this is Are You Aware? Yay, we're having some fun tunes. We sort of chilled it out. Now we're going to bring it back into some heart energy. Who have we got next?
We got Chili Gonzalez with You Can Dance.
Yay, off his new album, Ivory Tower. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Ivory Tower. The electrocano universe. You can dance, you can dance, you can dance.
Up. UBC Lip Dub is coming. On Saturday, March 26, 2011, over 1,000 university students, high school students, and community members are coming together to rock out and show off their special skills, all while lip-syncing the words to Pink's Raise Your Glass and Mariana's Trench's Celebrity Status. Lip Dub will be filmed at UBC's Vancouver campus from 12 to 7 p.m. on March 26th. To sign up, go to ubclipdub.com and be sure to tell your friends. It's going to be ridiculous.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong in all the right ways, all the underdogs. We will never be anything but
I'm gonna go
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, profiling artists that choose the route of positive action over apathy. And that was Blur from their first ever album in God only knows when. I think it was, must have 1991.
I was going to say maybe 96.
I know, and we'll try for 96. No, that was 1991. They were actually active. They've had sort of two reincarnations during their life as a band. They were active from 89 to 2003, and then they had a break, and now they're back from 2009 to the present. I haven't heard of any new albums by them, but...
Can't say I have either.
Well, Damon's pretty busy with the Gorillaz. And I think the others are doing their own solo projects. But Christian and I realised we've got a sort of a retro show going on.
There's some newer stuff coming up.
There is some newer stuff coming up. And I think we always try to bring some new stuff and some old stuff together.
The song before that's a little newer.
It was a little new.
Eskimo.
They're funky.
With Cloud Light.
That was cloudy and lighty.
Yeah, it was good. That was from his self-titled, I believe, possibly debut album. So I like that song. And then before that, You Can Dance by Chili Gonzalez, which I was doing the fist pump in here for that one.
You were grabbing
out. Had me going. So Chili Gonzalez is a Grammy-nominated Canadian musician currently residing in Paris, France. Best known for his Grammy-nominated production work and songwriting collaborations with Feist on her acclaimed albums Let It Die and The Reminder.
We haven't played Feist for a while, if ever.
We may not have ever played Feist.
That's sacrilegious. How did we survive this long without playing Feist?
I'm okay with it.
I like Feist. Oh, boo. Feist is good.
But yeah, I'm not slamming that. But
better not, or we might have to have fisticuffs after the show.
Well, maybe we'll see if we can work her in here later today, later tonight.
Or maybe next week. We'll just have to see what happens. You never know.
Yeah.
He's worked with other great musicians as well, including Bjork, Peaches, Jamie Liddell, and Buck 65, who we have played on the show and is a great Canadian artist.
Definitely. East Coast.
East Coast all the way. 2010 album Ivory Tower was Arts and Crafts, was produced by Boys Noize, and it was released alongside the film of the same name in the same week. So you can check out their film that has Chili Gonzalez in it as well.
Cool. We're going to shift gears here a little bit.
We are. We're getting angry.
We're going from like third to fourth, maybe even fifth here. We're going to play a little Dead Kennedys. For those that don't know, they're an American punk rock band that were formed in San Francisco in 1978. The band are pioneers of hardcore punk during the 80s, and they gained a large underground fan base in the international punk music scene as well.
So this song, California Uber Alley's. Yeah. I can't read today. Mutiny on the Bay was released in 2001.
Which is a live album by them.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So this is a little bit of a different version than the version that was originally released.
And if you haven't heard of the Dead Kennedys and what kind of music they have, they're obviously like hardcore punk, but they mix deliberately extreme lyrics with satire, sarcasm, and irony of social and political issues of the 1980s. Unlike other leftist punk bands who use more direct sloganeering, Dead Kennedys' lyrics are often snide. Holiday in Cambodia, which is one of my personal favourites, would be a good example. It is a multi-layered satire targeting both the liberal elite and the Cambodia, then current Khmer Rouge regime that pretty much genocided its whole country.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yay.
Yeah. So here's California Uber Alley's, and we got to throw out a little bit of a language warning. There might be a curse word, so either turn it up or turn it down, whatever you want to do.
Damn straight.
Yeah, it's Are You Aware?
Ronald Reagan. born again with fascist cravings. Still, you may be president by sitting on your ass. That's not going away, and I will shout a day. I'll make all of you that you're going to raise. Make sure that you listen to California. He pretends to mourn 240 dead Marines, gift-wrapped in hefty brand designer body bags, chrome coffins from South African mines. We are gathered here to watch the president pretend he's upset about it. We just sacrificed them, just like the Aztecs. Show a little gore on TV. That's the Marines, motherfuckers, blown up by a goddamn truck bomb. We watch you so angry, foaming at the mouth in your living room, that we could send everyone to war somewhere else. The blind are the first to go. The blind lead the blind over the hill. It's still 1984. We're itching closer to the Third World War. You two will meet the secret police. A draft kill, a jail your name. Go find a name to boot camp. Since you can't make you a man, don't you worry. Come on!
sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
And a glass of wine in her hand. I know she was gonna meet her connection. Out of faith was a footloose man.
Okay, guys.
Now you can't. And the summer song to my friend Jimmy.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. I don't even know if I gotta introduce that song.
If you don't know what that is, we have some real problems.
You might, you could say you've been under a stone.
Oh my god, you're hilarious!
Yeah, pretty brutal. Rolling Stones with You Can't Always Get What You Want. That was from Let It Bleed, although that was a live version, but Let It Bleed is the 8th British and 10th American album by English rock band The Rolling Stones. In 2001, Stone's bio, Stephen Davis said of the album, "No rock record before or since has ever so completely captured the sense of palpable dread that hung over its era." It was written primarily by Mick Jagger with assistance from Keith Richards. It was actually named as the 100th greatest song of all time by Rolling Stone magazine in its 2004 list of 500 greatest songs of all time. So,
and I'm pretty sure that's been on a few Vietnam War videos and documentaries and things like that, along with Give Me Shelter.
Guarantee it.
Yeah. The Rolling Stones have been involved in a lot of activist work over the years, but I thought this was quite interesting. In 2008, Mick Jagger released a short film with Ben Affleck to raise $23 million for the United Nations efforts to pay for clean water and emergency aid kits for 250,000 people driven from their homes by renewed fighting in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The film Gimme Shelter, which is obviously named after the Rolling Stones' great album, was shot in, I think, November of 2008 in North Kivu province, which is the epicenter of the latest surge in fighting at that time.
Have you seen that?
No, we should watch that.
Another one.
I know.
Add it to the list.
I know. I think we've got to hunker down.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that, I mean, I think that it's really important to talk about the Democratic Republic of Congo because I think a lot of the time that gets sidelined by Darfur and obviously different and like Zimbabwe and things like that. And it's really, there's a huge problem happening there and there's a lot of fighting going on in civil war and a lot of people are being displaced and murdered for some pretty horrendous reasons. Well, any reason's horrendous, but you don't get much press about the Democratic Republic of Congo, unfortunately. So I'm glad that Ben Affleck and Mick Jagger actually put some time and effort.
Benefer.
Well, Benefer aren't together anymore.
Oh.
Duh. Oh, Jennifer. Yes, Jennifer Garner is. Sorry, I'm thinking of Lopez.
Let's talk about something else. before that, Rage Against the Machine with Guerrilla Radio. Great track.
Yeah.
Guerrilla Radio is the second track from the 1999 album The Battle of Los Angeles by Rage Against the Machine. The band actually won the Grammy Award for Best Hard Rock Performance for that song specifically. And it was performed live on David Letterman in 1999. And it was a very controversial performance because the lead singer, Zach De La Roca, gave the middle finger basically on live TV to the camera. And he was wearing a free Mamiya Abu Jamal t-shirt. So pretty controversial. They've supported, I guess, Iraq war veterans. Or Iraq Veterans Against the War charity. So
yeah, one of their that song Guerrilla Radio was actually on Body of War, songs that inspired an Iraq War veteran. Uh-huh. And this guy who started the Iraq Veterans Against the War, he was just an Iraqi vet that was repulsed by the American government and what they were doing after the September 11 attacks. And this is it's a active duty United States military personnel, so it has to be people that have been actively involved in the Iraq War or Afghanistan War. And they specifically look at things that have happened after September 11th, and they're opposed to the U.S. occupation of Iraq, which is quite interesting, seeing as they were the ones, especially if you're looking at the Iraq wars, definitely the veterans from there, obviously, went there to fight their liberation fight, so to speak, with the propaganda that was around then. The organization advocates immediate withdrawal of all occupation forces in Iraq, reparations to Iraq so that the Iraqi people can control their own lives and future, and full benefits, especially adequate health care, including mental health, which is a huge problem for returning veterans with the shocks, post-traumatic shock syndrome and things like that, and other support services for returning servicemen and women. So it's good to see that they Rage Against the Machine, who are anti-war advocates, yes, getting behind the people that actually
a lot of their affected. Music is highly highly political, or has a lot of political activist content in it, right? So
exactly, and we've talked about the fact that they their songs were actually used as torture
Guantanamo
in treatments in Guantanamo Bay. So there's a lot of stuff there that Rage Against the Machine stands for, and then it has, you know, wants to put its money where its mouth is.
Yeah, and I think they do.
I wish they'd get back together.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Yeah,
anyway.
They were. Next up.
But before
we've got something great we're going to talk about that we want everyone out there to participate in.
And it's super easy, and it'll actually save you money.
Yeah, flicking a switch, that's all it takes.
Exactly. We're talking about Earth Hour. It happens this Saturday at 8:30 p.m. for 1 hour. They're asking you to turn off your lights and switch off around the globe for Earth Hour, and people will commit to actions that go beyond that hour. So basically, just to give you a little background, Earth Hour started in 2007 in Sydney, Australia. What up, Australia?
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I just got to give my props to my homeland. When 2.2 million individuals and more than 2,000 businesses turned their lights off for 1 hour to take a stand against climate change. Only a year later, and Earth Hour became a global sustainable movement that more than 50 million people across 35 countries and territories participate. Global landmarks such as the Sydney Harbour Bridge, CN Tower in Toronto, Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, and Rome's Colosseum all stood in darkness as symbols of hope for a cause that grows more urgent by the hour. So that's amazing. And, like, seriously, it's so easy for you to do. Like, all you have to do is switch everything off, get some candlelight, have a romantic moment with your friends, your partner, or yourself, whatever.
It could actually be fun.
It could actually be fun.
Turn your television off, turn your computers off, turn out the lights, light some candles.
And you can find out heaps about what you can do, fun stuff, who's involved and all that at the earthhour.org website. It's organized by the WWF, which is not the World Wrestling Federation, just in case.
Oh, really?
It's the World Wildlife Foundation, and with almost 5 million supporters and global networks in over 100 countries and territories, it's one of the world's largest and most respected independent conservation organizations. So not only are you doing something that's cool, you're actually supporting the World Wildlife Fund that does great work for animals and plants around the world.
Yeah.
Are you going to turn your lights off?
My lights are off all the time. I sit in
Good.
The dark frequently.
And rock back and forth with your thoughts.
Yes. Yes, I got to say, Movember was created in Australia, too.
I know. We are pretty
very
innovative.
A conscious group of people down under.
Down under. Well, you know what? Unfortunately, as we saw at the beginning of the year, Australia is one of the hardest hit countries for climate change. I can't believe how much has happened in the space of 3 months of 2011. I mean, I don't want to take away from the devastating effects of the tsunami, earthquake, and now nuclear meltdown in Japan. But let us not forget in January of this year that 3/4 of Queensland was flooded because of torrential rains because of La Nina. And,
yeah.
And that was because we had a 1,000-year drought. So, yay.
Yeah, pretty wild.
So,
pretty wild.
This is so easy to do. It'll save you money. BC Hydro will lose a bunch of money that hour because we'll all turn off our lights. And, just chill out, drink some wine in the dark with some candlelight.
Have a little party.
Have a little party.
Yeah.
What more could you want?
Yeah, sounds like fun to me. I'm participating, and hopefully Noah and the Whale maybe too. And that's our next band we're going to play. They are an English indie folk band from Twickenham, London, England, formed in 2006. Last Night on Earth was released March 7th, so just a few weeks ago, through Mercury Records. Their first official single from the album, Life Goes On, was released on the 23rd of January. We're going to give you a taste of it here in a minute.
Yes, the band has supported crisis hidden gigs in the past, which raises awareness for the plight of the homeless. And the idea behind it is that the location of the venue is kept secret until the day of the event to give people a taste of what it's like not to know where they'll be spending a night, an experience thousands of homeless people have to go through every single day. So I assume that crisis hidden gigs would be in England, right?
Yes, correct. And I think that's an amazing idea.
Oh, definitely.
Really, right? You don't know where you're going until the last minute. Just like, you know. Yeah, I think it's awesome.
It's like a secret VIP event.
Exactly.
Or.
Kind of.
Kind of.
In a way. Here's Noah and the Whale with Life Goes on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
And the way it hits her lips, she's a rock and roll survivor with pendulum hips. She's got deep brown eyes that have seen it all. Working at a nightclub that was called the Avenue, the barman used to call her Little Lisa Looney Chin. She went almost anyone from the hard time living till the
the Chelsea days, from when I have a sweet blonde till the day I turn gray. She said, L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N, you got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart and you go in your own way. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N, what you don't have now will come back again. You got heart and you go in your own way. Like a map on their face. And Joey was an artist just living out a case. But his best word was his letters home. Extended works of fiction about imaginary success. From chorus girls and neon were his closest thing to friends. But to a writer, the truth is no big deal. And from the hard time living to the sleepless nights and the black and blue body from the weekend fights, he'd say, L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N, got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart and you go in your own way. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N, what you don't have now will come back again. You got heart and you go in your own way. I won't lift to the sky, just breathe in the air and blink in the light. My last night on earth, I pay a high price to have no regrets and be done with my life. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N, got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart and you go in your own way. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N, what you don't have now will come back again. You got heart and you go in your own way. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N, got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart and you go in your own way. G-O-E-S-O-N, what you don't have now will come back again. You got heart and you go in your own way.
That is the hottest record in the world today, rightfully so. That is Noah and the Whale.
Don't know where,
Look at that guy's beard. What's he got on his head?
Hey, buddy, we don't want your type here.
Yeah, what are you, some kind of terrorist?
Hey, be nice, okay? This bus is a safe harbor. This man deserves respect, doesn't everybody?
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for All. Pass it on.
Thank you.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. A little bit of more mellow song there. I love that, actually. That was Jay Maskus with Several Shades of Y from his album of the same name that came out earlier this year. He is better known as the singer, guitarist, and songwriter for Dinosaur Jr. In August 2005, Maskus released a new solo album under the Jay Maskus and Friends banner. It was called Jay and Friends Sing and Chant for Amma, an album of devotional songs dedicated to Hindu religious leader Amachi. And all of the proceeds from the album were donated to tsunami relief efforts at the time that Amachi's organization was spearheading. So,
and if you know Dinosaur Jr., which is where he resides most of the time,
yeah,
with that band, it's this album's a lot, it's pretty much mostly acoustic, and it's released from Sub Pop Records, so it's a bit of a shift from Dinosaur Jr.'s more sort of heavier indie style. He was joined in the studio by several guest musicians, including Kurt Vile and Sophie Trudeau, and he will tour the US with Vile as a support act to promote the album. And he's not playing in band.
No dates in Vancouver, but playing in Seattle, August, April 29th. I believe Portland would be the next closest venue as well where he's playing. So if you're a Jay Maskus fan, the drive would be worth it, no doubt.
Go cross the border.
Yeah.
You've done it for, what'd you do it for?
A few shows. The latest was Motorhead.
That's though. Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't take the punk rock out of the boy.
No, I love it.
And if you didn't know who that was before that one, that was Simon and Garfunkel, but you should, with one of their most famous songs, The Only Living Boy in New York, and that was from their album Bridge Over Troubled Water that was released back in 1970-ish, around there. They've always been known to have a rocky relationship, and unfortunately, the Bridge Over Troubled Water was delayed because of this due to their artistic disagreements, and it resulted in them breaking up in 1970. But they have had many reunion performances, and on June 17th, 2010, Simon and Garfunkel cancelled their most recent tour, and they tried to reschedule for July, but unfortunately it's postponed indefinitely because Garfunkel continues to recover from vocal cord paresis. Not so good.
Sounds crappy. They contributed to the Hurricane Katrina efforts. Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel performed together at Madison Square Garden in 95 in a benefit. So they definitely supported that. We basically have time for one more song. And then Bleak is up with
so
Exquisite
sad.
Corpse. So stick around. There's more great programming to come. If you want to get a hold of us, you can email us at areyouawareradio@gmail.com or check us out on Facebook. And we're going to leave you here with some new REM. REM, one of the first popular alternative rock bands throughout their career. They've definitely sought to highlight social and political issues. And we're going to play a song from their latest album, their 15th studio album to be exact. It's called Collapse Into Now. Here is You Berlin on Are You Aware?
Hey, now, take your pills and hey, now, make your breakfast. Hey, now, comb your hair and off to work. Crash, land, no illusions, no no intrusion, my imagination run away. I know what I am chasing. I know that this is changing me. I am flying on a star into a meteor tonight. I am flying on a star.
take the field by five stops, change the station. Hey, now, don't forget the change will save you. Hey, now, count a thousand million people. That's astounding. Chasing through the city with their stars. Somewhere do you want to go?